And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. And we're gonna do this thing. You know, every once in a while when I'm getting ready for the show, I look around and I think, oh my gosh, how woke can it get? And I find myself looking at woke story after woke story and I realize, oh my soul, we got to do a little round of something that I like to call Adventures in Woke World. Hit it, man.
Adventures in Woke World.
Yes, indeed. Adventures in Woke World. And listen, I got some stuff here. Some of it is going to make you just laugh. Some of it's going to make you just like want to throw the radio. If it's mounted in your car dash, don't do that. But anyway, the reality is this. Some of this stuff you look at and go, it's foolishness. Like this one. Apparently, a top medical school has been called on the carpet. Because, or not a medical school, but a medical fellowship program for women, okay, has been excluding white applicants. Like, no, you can't apply. That we are in 2024, and there's still crap like this going on. You look at it and go, okay, first of all, the story came from Washington Examiner. It came out 2 days ago. A top medical fellowship for women will stop excluding white applicants after a complaint was accused the program of being racially discriminatory in light of the Supreme Court outlawing affirmative action last year. And by the way, affirmative action, was it ever designed to say, hey, we just need to make sure that we don't have any white people? I mean, affirmative action, ideally, which I still didn't agree with, was designed to give some measure of priority, but not to fully exclude certain demographics. Well, that's where we are. In the bounce back from the BLM riots, we are still seeing people that are like, oh, we got to do it all, right? We got to, like, white people are bad now. We got to do about white people are bad. So a nonprofit organization that's a watchdog, it's a group called Do No Harm, they filed a lawsuit. Because the American Association of University Women have an annual scholarship application for $20,000 for female students in med school. Except that they were blatantly saying white people need not apply. So it took a lawsuit. By the way, keep in mind, these are highly educated people. This is not. Well, it's those you know, uneducated masses who are racist out there. No, these are highly educated people. They're running the American Association of University Women, med school students receiving fellowship programs, $20,000 awarded at a whack. They've got money to work with. They've got education themselves, and yet they're determined to go, oh, we're just going to make sure no white women can apply. Not anymore. They had to agree to not consider any race or ethnicity in future applications. Adventures in Woke World. Some of these things are these folks are winding up just getting called on the carpet, and I'm glad of it. But it goes on. Pray tell, Phil, what else can we have? Well, how about this? Story from the Washington Free Beacon. Just came out, 2 days ago. Doctors at a Seattle Children's Hospital were forced to attend a racially segregated diversity training that included lessons on critical race theory, which claimed that black people are systematically targeted for demise. You know what that means? That's doctors being forced by their hospital in Seattle to go to a training session where they are told that black people are systematically targeted for death. That's what that says. By the way, that was a quote. That was not me putting words on it. That was a quote. It actually also pressed white doctors to tap into their repressed racial memories. What is that even? Hang on a second. Let me think. I do recall. I have a sense in my childhood. I believe I was racist at the age of 3. I have a repressed racial memory. Stop it. And to develop race consciousness. So it goes on to say the training was mandatory. All the GI docs had to go to it at the Seattle Children's Hospital. And they divided the participants who got there into 3 racial caucuses. By the way, can you see the air quotes? I'm on radio, but I'm doing my fingers. Air quotes. A black caucus, a non-black people of color caucus so that nobody feels left out, and a white caucus. You can imagine how this went. So you get to the room. Let's imagine this. You're in a cosmopolitan city in the United States of America, and you're a highly educated individual, and you show up for work wearing your white lab coat, they say, by the way, mandatory training today. Ah, but I got to make rounds. No, I'm sorry. You got to come down here. All right, what are we doing? White people over there. Excuse me? Black people over there. What? Everybody else who's, we're going to call POX. They're going to call POX. They're POCs. They're people of color. Y'all sit over there. What are we doing? Well, we need you to reach into your past and recognize that you had some structural racism. Yes, we need you to divest from your whiteness, they say. These are quotes. Unpack your racial stories. Reach into your memories of a repressed racial... Listen, it ain't good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got more. We'll be right back. Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, some of you guys are already in go-home mode right now, but let me give you something to think about, and I'll give you something free, too, at the same time. You ready? So one of our newest sponsors is a company called Inspire Advisors, and they are so cool at what they do, and they're willing to give you something for free. So here's the deal. Inspire Advisors. You may be the kind of people out there that are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement. You also really care about, you know, public policy and cultural issues and politics and all of it. And you may be shocked to find out that what you're investing in stands for things you don't support. Like you may even find that there's like companies in your portfolio that support abortion or pornography or whatever else. Anyway, the folks at Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, they are epic good at something that is officially known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. And it's a thing, y'all. I mean, listen, they can sit down with you for free, go through your portfolio, no fuss, no muss, no upsell, no catch. You don't have to sign up for anything. They'll just tell you what they see and give you an idea of what they know is in your portfolio, and even let you know there's biblically aligned alternatives out there you might want to know about. So if you want to know more about this, you can go to their website and ask for a free consultation. It is an impact report they can give you without any charge. And you go to their website at www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Rightsidemedia.org, and you click on the tab for Right Side Radio Sponsors. Goes right to their website when you click on their logo. All right, all that to say, y'all, I mean, Inspire Advisors, this is legit. This is godly. It's conservative. It's balanced. It is financial freedom. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. Hey, I will also tell you guys on that rightsidemedia.org website, all our stuff is on there. Lots of stuff. I mean, like lots of stuff is on there. We are not just a radio show. That's a part of what we do. But you might want to know that, like, for instance, every week I write a written op-ed that comes out in like 18 different news outlets, and they're all posted on the website, rightsidemedia.org. You can also start checking out the podcast. So if you miss the show, you can always grab it again later. And we're at about 250,000 downloads of the radio podcast. And then on top of that, we got two video podcasts right now. The Right Philosophy, the latest one came out yesterday. It is available to you now. I actually filmed that one at my house, really proud of it. And then the other one is Right Click with Birdman. And listen, this is the next generation, the younger folks, they need to know that they have a voice too. And Birdman does a great job of looking at things through the lens of someone who is into gaming and tech stuff. And he also talks conservative all at the same time. And that's Right Click with Birdman. Anyway, the latest one of that comes out tomorrow. So all that to say, check out rightsidemedia.org and all our stuff is there. Back to Adventures in Woke World. Holy shmolies. Just when you think it can't get any dumber, then you see stuff like this. I pulled this article off of Woke Spy. Woke Spy is it's a go-to source for finding these kind of things. But Woke Spy has a story that came out 2 days ago. Apparently, all of science is being co-opted. I don't mean like a little bit. All of science is being co-opted, y'all. So apparently archaeology is now co-opted by the woke. So some years back, I take it back, like 50 years ago, there was a burial that was uncovered that caused people to raise some eyebrows. They found in Finland what was appeared to be a Finnish, a medieval Finnish warrior buried with some armor and a sword, but also was dressed in what they considered to be typical feminine costumes of the era. Well, now a new study has come out that has offered the perspective that what we really have now is proof of a non-binary Finnish medieval warrior. Shut up! That is... Stop it! Not, first of all, non-binary is... They like to say that this is a liberal term. Gender is a social construct. No, it's not. It's biological. It's science. It's real. It's like saying 1 + 1 = 2. Gender is what it is. Male, female, period. What's a social construct is the concept of non-binary. But you now have well-respected researchers who just lost all respect by saying that we present the first modern analysis of the grave, including an examination of its context, a soil sample, and DNA analysis. We suggest a new interpretation. The grave possibly belonged to an individual with sex chromosomal non-binary. No. I'm just going to go ahead and say no.
Now they're just making stuff up.
They are, man. Thank you. By the way, I didn't expect you to say anything, and all of a sudden your voice was in my earphones, and that was a little scary. No warning needed, but I just wanted to, anyway. They are making stuff up. I mean, it's archaeology. But, and I know you have to interpret the past, but you don't get to assign modern cultural constructs to the past like that. Anyway. Good point, Big Rig. Story here on hotair.com. The world in which we live. Marriott. That's right, Marriott. Marriott, the hotel chain. Marriott. I stayed at many a Marriott in my day. Marriott is now suing one of its franchise owners. How's that? Yes. Why? Well, because they got a really lucrative deal and they abandoned Marriott to go be a migrant shelter. Oh no, it doesn't stop there. So here's the thing. Story on Hot Air says many of the Big Apple's once elegant tourist hotels have been taken over and converted to migrant housing. This has led to a number of headaches for legal residents of the city and elected officials alike, but one thing we haven't heard too much about is how the owners of the hotels feel about the situation. I've wondered about this. I figured they must be getting paid big bucks to lure them away from being a there's some beautiful old hotels, boutique-style hotels. Well, a group called the Pride Hospitality Group partnered with Marriott to begin building a new luxury hotel in Queens. Okay. Marriott went all in with them. And listen, it means something when you attach your brand to things. I mean, think about it. If you're building a hot rod in the garage and Ford says you can use their name, that's big doings. You know why? Because you can go borrow money against that name. You can go promotions about against that name. You can get immediate street cred because in the lawyer field, talking for a minute, the legal parlance is that is part of the goodwill of the company, the good name of the company, the goodwill, they call it. And so Marriott lent its goodwill to the construction of the new hotel. Signs everywhere. Coming soon, new Marriott Luxury Hotel in conjunction with the Pride Hospitality Group. Marriott's now suing because right as they finished construction and were ready to go live, suddenly the franchise owner said, oh, we can get paid how much for housing a bunch of migrants here and tearing up the hotel? Awesome. And they did. They blew off Marriott. And listen, is there a suit for damages? Yes, millions. But here's the thing. Marriott also said, look, you own it. If you want to abandon, the business model that we talked about all this time and go down that road, I get it. You paid for the construction. But you got to take our signs down. They won't do it. They can make better money as a migrant shelter, but Marriott didn't want their brand associated, says the article. So they ordered Pride to remove all of them, but Pride refused to comply and kept accepting new migrants from the city. So the city of New York, paying top dollar, more so than they would have ever made as a regular hotel. Think about that. And then on top of that, they're still keeping the Marriott sign up. And Marriott, here's the other thing. Think about this. Major corporate hotel chain does not want their name associated with this. What does that tell you? It is not good for business. And yet Woke World drives on. You know, I heard the other day, the city of New York has spent over $5 billion with a billion dollars. housing and caring for illegal immigrants. And yet in woke world, this all makes sense. We'll keep writing checks. Hey, that brand new hotel, how much were you going to charge a night? $250 a night? We'll pay you $450 a night. Really? Okay. And next thing you know, tourism craters because there's no hotel space, which is, by the way, a thing. It's happening. Tourism is cratering because the hotels that people would go to are not available because they're housing tens of thousands of illegals, which the city is paying for with local tax dollars. So as they crush the economy by losing tourism, they continue to crush the budget by paying out for non-tourists who live in what would have been tourist attractions. Make it make sense. You can't. You can't make it make sense. Something else of a different venue, as I look at Woke World, is a story that came out last week. Richard Dawkins, and I need to look him up, and I don't know who Richard Dawkins is, but apparently he's a guy that has quite a following. He's a scientist. He's an author. He just announced that Facebook deplatformed him completely. Why? Because apparently on Twitter, not on Facebook, on Twitter, he said something about the boxer from the Olympics that shouldn't have been in women's boxing. Okay. So he says, on one platform, something that the other platform doesn't like, and they just flat took him down because that's okay in woke world. What else have I got here? Just to finish a few. Well, I take it back. I don't know if I'm going to finish this or not. I don't know if you've seen it, but Snow White, the new movie, has been delayed, but it's still coming out. So hotair.com, again, has a piece about Disney. Disney, could somebody please go in the boardroom at Disney and find out what kind of crack they're smoking? Because Disney is losing its way. But they have got a live-action redo of Snow White. Y'all, it's a fairy tale. And it is much loved. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I mean, think about it. Grumpy and Dopey and Sleepy and all of them. Why mess with it? Well, because they can. And because they need to. Because it's diversity, equity, and inclusion. So last year, the two main stars, which one of them really bugs me. I didn't know she was a star in it, but she's also apparently more liberal than I ever knew. Gal Gadot, or Gadot, who starred as Wonder Woman. She and an actress named Rachel Zegler, who I don't really know, are the two stars. That's the queen and Snow White. And they decided to go ahead and make this cartoon about, you know, discussing about what's women's roles of power and what a woman is fit for in the world. And, you know, so we made a whole reimagining of the actual Snow White. And basically it's not about, we're not going to have like the prince and, you know, and the kiss that, you know, was not asked for. And the thing, I'm like, stop it. It's a freaking fairy tale. By the way, the entire theme of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was about the dangers of vanity and pride. It was never about women's rights and diversity, equity, and inclusion. They even, for a while there, apparently somebody finally got hold of them on this, they were abandoning the whole idea of the dwarves. It was just going to be seven dudes living in the woods. Okay. Although one thing we are hearing, though, as I go to the break, one thing we are hearing is that apparently they redid and went and put the dwarves in, but they're like scary dwarves. So this is like, there's Dopey, who makes you laugh, is gone. Apparently it's going to be like every one of them is grumpy and they're all ugly and they're mean and they probably eat people. I don't know. We're going to find out. But that's what's happened to Snow White. All right, Big Rig, take me to the last break of the day, man. We'll do this break. We'll come right back. I'll take some text messages and do some cleanup here on the day. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right, and we will be back.